Welcome to Your Life Reset, a Virta Health podcast series. I'm your host, Teresa Link, and in this series, we'll hear from people on their Virta journey, the wins, failures, moments of adversity, and moments of joy they're experiencing along the way. So sit back, relax, and listen as we unwrap the truly human experience of Virta. Welcome back to Your Life Reset. As always, it's a pleasure to bring you inspiring stories. And today's guest is truly an inspiration. Now, over the past year as a Virta member, she's reversed her pre-diabetes and lost 75 pounds. And she's here today to tell us all about her personal journey. So welcome, Natalie. Happy to have you here.
Thank you, Teresa. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yes. Of course. So Natalie, you're quite the success story, you know, here at Virta. What motivated you to start your Virta journey in the first place?
Well, I had a lot of weight loss, weight creep, right? So I've been adding weight. My doctor was getting worried. He said my fasting blood glucose was in the diabetes range. I had been trying dietitians, other diets for probably 10 years. And then my husband's company has a health portal, and I logged in one day and I saw an email to me about Virta and that they would cover all the costs. And I hardly even read it before I clicked join because I've been looking for answers. I want somebody to just tell me what to eat.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the background of how I discovered it was luck.
So. You mentioned that you had been working with various, you know, nutrition professionals. What sort of advice were you given that you kind of felt like hadn't really been working too well for you?
Well, I got a lot of fluffy advice like intuitive eating and pay attention to how the food makes you feel. And I would ask questions like, well, what am I supposed to eat? Well, you kind of have to figure that out and you have to find your own way. And then they would give you a calorie restriction. And I would try to come up with what basically, you know, from the media, which is a lot of times very wrong, is what I found. But, you know, it was I just felt like I was on my own most of the time with a lot of conflicting information.
Yeah, I can only imagine. You're seeing a nutrition professional. You're given a calorie target, which is probably way too low. And and then, okay, just pay attention to how you feel. And yeah, that's not a lot of direction. It's where do I even begin? That had to have been so frustrating. I completely understand where you felt, you know, lost.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. We're fed stuff in the media. We don't know how to digest it. We don't know how bad our food system and grocery stores are. We don't know any of that. I've learned so much in the last year and a half. So
the physiology behind it too, why something actually might work better for certain people versus kind of just a blanket set of guidelines. So tell us, Natalie, how's your health? You know, how's your health today? You've lost a good deal of weight. What other wins have you experienced?
Right now, my health is so good that I'm walking every day. I swim 3 days a week for half an hour. I used to be a competitive swimmer. And so getting back to swimming has been huge for my quality of life. I'm looking forward to starting dancing again with my husband. So my health is helping me live my best life, basically.
What kind of dancing do you and your husband like to do?
Swing dancing.
Swing
we
dancing.
Met in the 90s. Yeah, we met in
oh,
the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you swing dance with other couples, or do you just kind of like to do it in your living room by yourselves?
we used to go to dances every week during that time period. But they don't have as many dances now. There are still some in the LA area. I'm lucky that I live here. So, there are some we have to travel to, but then we do like to dance in our living room to our favorite songs. So,
sure. Well, that sounds like an amazing, like you said, quality of life change, getting to go back to dancing. Tell me about some of the challenges that you've experienced along the way.
Well, one challenge that I'm not sure will resonate with everyone, but I think it will really resonate with some people, that I am a terrible cook. I don't have a lot of cooking skills. I am not the kind of person who feeds fast food to my family every day, but at the same time, I'm not super skilled in that area until now. So that was a challenge that took a lot, like I'd say 3 months to just trial and error, mostly error.
What was the worst thing you made?
I did make a terrible pizza one the very first time I tried to make a fathead pizza.
Getting that right is really difficult. And I think it's so easy to give up when maybe you have a couple of things that just don't go so well. But it sounds like you just kept experimenting and you kept at it. So, you know, what was that kind of like? When did you find out, or what dish did you make that was like, oh, I think I'm getting there. I think I'm making progress.
I know exactly what it is, and I made it last night. The first time I made the broccoli cheddar soup from Big Man's World, I was like, this is the best thing I have ever made. And at that point, I was hooked. At that point, I said, I can do this.
Now, did you start trying to kind of cook some of your own meals right away, or did you find yourself leaning in on some of the convenience options as well? Because you said you didn't know if people would resonate, and I think a lot of people would resonate with, I'm not a great cook, or I don't have time to cook all of these meals.
Well, I really took advantage of the convenience foods article. There's a video actually on Virta's website that takes you through the convenience store. And I thought, okay, good, this will get me through the points of my day where I don't know what to do, right?
If you're at a gas station or a convenience store, you can make it work. If you've got a drive-through, you know, a fast food place, these are all possible. I mean, you've been with Vertafert for a while. Have there been moments or kind of seasons of life where you maybe started to lose some of your motivation, or you felt really challenged by, you know, by wanting to continue, or maybe questioning if this is something you could continue.
You have a knack for asking questions that are really relevant today. I got some bad news about a job yesterday, and after a whole September full of other bad news in other areas of my life, I was thinking, you know, I could really use a cup of ice cream right now. And I know that my experience is probably not typical from what I've read on the forums. Most people do have a lapse from time to time. I read the benefits of ketosis and I really put that into my why as far as I do not want to fall out of ketosis. And so, although there have been times where it definitely occurred to me and I definitely considered it, like my birthday was the 16th last week, it seems like a long time ago, but and I thought, do I really want to have this on my birthday? And then I realized, yes, I do. I mean, I really do. It's more important for me to get healthy than it is for me to have that cake.
You know, what I'm hearing from you is not so much I can't have certain foods. It's more about I'm being conscious about what are the trade-offs. You know, is it worth me, you know, falling out of ketosis and having to kind of find my way back for a piece of cake? Maybe it is. Maybe it is, and that's okay. But also maybe it's not worth it for you, and that's also okay. And I think it's just a matter of being mindful of the results of our choices and being able to accept them either way. We've already talked about pretty extensively how your quality of life has changed. Who or what has been your greatest support system throughout this entire time?
I would have to credit two people, my husband and my Virta coach. And I'm not saying that because I'm talking to Virta. I really think Amy has been instrumental. She gets me.
She gets you. She
She
gets you.
gets me. My husband has been super duper supportive of all of my weight loss efforts. And when we started to see the success that I was having on Virta, he went all in, and that's why he volunteered to eat all these different things that he never normally would eat and wouldn't have to because he's quite healthy. But he's very supportive. And a cheerleader, really. You can do this, right?
So, Natalie, tell me about what additional goals you have in mind for yourself. What else do you want to achieve?
Oh my. I do want to start dancing again, and I recently traveled in July to see my dad in Florida, and I found it so much more comfortable to fly, right? So now I want to travel. Where
Yeah.
before I was afraid to fly, I didn't have the energy really to do it. And now I'm just really excited about everything in my life, to be honest.
And we take things for granted, like being able to comfortably, being able to comfortably buckle your safety belt, not being worried
Yes.
about trying to fit into a seat. Not being worried about trying to get up. These are all things that a lot of us take for granted until you don't have them, right? And then when you do, you're like,
Right.
oh my gosh, it feels so good to do these little simple things. So you mentioned you wanted to focus mostly on your health goals, but what other dreams do you have for your life as a result of having more of this energy, this vitality?
I would really love to get back into master swimming, and do some competitions there. That would be really fun. We've talked about the dancing.
So what's your stroke?
Well, when I was swimming, it was either distance freestyle or breaststroke.
Okay. I'm not familiar with either, but I did watch the Olympics and I could never get them straight, but
Okay,
I
breaststroke
wanted
is
to
the
hear
one.
yours. So we've talked about your health journey. We've talked about, kind of where you started, how your health has changed. So I would love to hear from you, and I know our listeners want to hear from you as well. Any advice that you have for them?
Well, we could be here for a while, but one thing that was really pivotal for me was really honing in on your why. Once I got the why figured out with aspirational, hopeful, positive, mindful language, every time I had a dip in motivation in the beginning before I started feeling all the benefits, that why was my North Star, is I do not want to be crippled as I age, right? So it doesn't have to be fear-based. It can be whatever speaks to you, but make it speak to you. That way it'll be there when you need it.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Perhaps my why is to lose weight and to lower my blood sugar. And I would challenge, and those are great whys, right? But I would challenge anyone to think about, okay, how is your life going to be better when you achieve those? What are the things that you'll be able to do when you reach those goals? Because that's what we connect to. If we don't have some sort of benefit to achieving those goals, what's going to keep us going, right? What's going to keep us motivated?
Then it's just a set of rules that you feel are being imposed on you rather than something you're choosing to do to reach a goal.
Exactly. Anything else that you want to tell our listeners?
Wow. There's a ton, but I'll just hit on some of them lightly. I recommend, especially people who aren't that good cooks like me, to make a recipe book of the things that you succeeded with and the things that you failed with. I have a list program that I use called Checkvist, and I keep all of the recipes I want to try on that list so I can print them out when I'm ready to try them. And then the ones that I succeed with, I print them and put them in a notebook that I keep, that my husband can even use, like he's where the recipes are. Make a record so that you're not always having to come up with everything on the spur of the moment all of the time.
I have found that if I have sort of an arsenal of different sauces,
Oh,
right? Then it's like you could take any standard dish. Most people can grill or saute or bake a chicken breast
True,
or a
true.
pork chop, or a steak or burgers. And you can make five, six different dishes by throwing in different vegetables and utilizing some different sauces. Right. And that for
Right.
me, that was my game changer. I may not actually eat that differently every night, but you can add some different spices, some different sauces, and make it totally fresh, totally new.
Yeah, and rethink your carb situation. When I was in Florida, people wanted to go to an Italian restaurant, and I said, okay, give me the shrimp scampi without the noodles, right? So, and you can do that at home as well. Like you say, I have sauces in my cupboard that are Virta friendly.
Shoot, I mean, talk about quick and easy. I had leftover chicken today and I just threw some buffalo sauce on the top of it.
That sounds
It
amazing.
was good. Yeah, sometimes maybe I'll just throw some ranch on it, just
Yeah.
you don't have to be
Whatever works.
fancy.
Nope. This might be a common one, but I am really glad that I started taking measurements. I didn't start taking them for about 4 months into the program, but it, especially when you get to a little weight plateau, you are going to love those measurements later. It still tells you you're making progress.
Well, everybody who's listening, Natalie has a ton of great advice and she can help you out. So don't be afraid to ask. So Natalie, it was a pleasure to have you on today. I look forward to hearing much more about your continued progress. And I thank you again for being a fantastic guest. I just love to get to chat with you today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure, Teresa.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. And if you'd like to regain control of your metabolic health and feel like yourself again, check us out at vertahealth.com/join. Your Life Reset is for informational purposes only and shouldn't be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Contact your provider if you suspect you have a medical problem. I'll chat with you all again soon. Until then, stay inspired, my friends.